And let us keep this energy as we move into a connection with our divine spark. I invite you to close your eyes and focus on the area of your heart. Your heart has a super capacity for love. This supercapacitor of love can change the chemistry within your body. As we focus on things that we are grateful for, this gratitude also flows through our body. For gratitude is like a magical potion that creates change all around you. The magical potion of gratitude invites an amplification of things to be grateful for. Let us in this moment express our deep love and gratitude to Kryon for coming to humanity and supporting us in this extraordinary shift of the ages. Thank you, dear Kryon, for being here. Thank you, Kryon, for loving us. And thank you, Kryon, for the message you give us today.
What is enhanced compassion? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service, and I want to talk about this subject. It's a subject that you probably haven't heard before. It's an aspect of the new energy that is flying through the diminished veil, you might say, that we've been discussing. If you haven't caught this before on any channeling, let me just review. This planet is changing mostly because the veil is thinning. You might say it's lifting slightly, and this has been the message for many weeks. All of these things create an enhancement in everyday normal life on the planet. They do. But the old souls in particular, the light workers in particular, are the ones that are picking up the new tools, feeling it first, and going with things that they didn't expect that are now available for them. But even the regular human is starting to see around them increases in purpose, integrity, and those who are saying, these things matter, and perhaps you didn't know that, politician, they do matter, take care of it. These things are important to us. And you start then listing various things that perhaps were never listed in an old energy because nobody thought that they could make a difference. And now they can, and they are. Compassion, what could possibly be different there? I'm going to give you an aspect that you don't expect of compassion. We have talked about compassionate action for some time. It's a little different from just having compassion. Compassion for somebody is not necessarily empathy, and we have said you must turn it into action. You see someone who is suffering. What do you do? Do you feel sorry for them? Do you pray for them? And what do you say in the prayer? I feel sorry for them. Compassionate action is where you turn it around and you see solutions for them. You see joy for them in the future. And you visualize it, even though you don't know perhaps exactly how that might happen. But you're setting a stage in the field. That's compassionate action. But there is something else. Oh boy, is there. As this planet turns more toward the energy of mastery, or you might say there are ascension aspects going on, there are things that are starting to enhance everything you're doing. Are you aware that you have new help? I hope you are. That has been the subject of many of the channelings that I've given. You're probably aware that there are, would you say, energies that are coming directly into that which is your body that are helping to enhance you in so many ways. We talked about that last month. What if there was an attribute of compassion that perhaps we have not really described adequately that is starting to take place? Are you aware of where some of these things come into you as a human being? What I mean is this. Are you simply bathing in the light and you like the light? Or is there a process that would actually come into your body through a certain way, physically, you might say, that would then touch those 24th chromosome pairs and help to solve some issues you didn't know? Is there a mechanism? And the answer is, oh, yes, there is. So let's just bring it up now. It's designed to do this very thing. Medical doctors, they know a little bit about the pineal, but they don't know really why it's there. This is the portal within you, dear ones, that represents that which is your mirror of God. There are certain cultures who know that. They will even place a dot on their forehead, the third eye, you might say, that lines up with the pineal. There is a reason for this. It is sensed. It has been known for ages. There is something different about the pineal. This is where things start to flow into you, a feedback, you might say, of sorts. We have told you before that everything has a balance. That when you do an action, there is often something that is a reaction that is also as good as the action. This is the balance, what we call the push-pull of the physics. There is physics in compassion, dear ones, because it is energy. And here it is. As you send the prayer and the compassionate action for individuals, a reciprocal energy that is just as powerful as you're sending out returns to you through the veil, through your soul energy, through your pineal, right into you. This explains why some of you, after prayer, feel enhanced yourself or feel that this was really a good thing for you, as well as the one you were sending compassionate action to. How many of you felt that? You feel better after you send then prayers and compassion for others. You stand taller and you say, this was a good experience. I know it was working. It's more than that. You received back what you gave, but not the same thing you gave. This is where it gets good. Every one of you who send heartfelt compassion and prayer anywhere else on this planet, even for those in your family, even those for you next to you, receive a completely different kind of an energy coming back through the pineal from the other side of the veil. Some of you actually have healings after you pray for others. Now this might explain some of the things that are going on, perhaps, in your life. I wanted to tell you about this enhanced compassion because it starts to explain so many things that are going on in your life. What else would come into you after you have had perhaps compassion, or even you sat and had a time of kindness to another person that you were never kind to? And even though perhaps they were not impressed with your kindness, it changed you, and you knew you had done the right thing. Even perhaps if they'd called you a name, you didn't react, and you held the compassion of kindness, and it was reciprocated within you. I will tell you one of the biggest aspects of that reciprocal energy that comes flying through the veil into your pineal, into your DNA that you start to feel and take. It's filling up the sacred cup, you might say, of those things in your body that you need to be filled up. Self-worth is one. it helps self-worth. But I think the biggest one you should know about is the kinder you are, the more compassionate you can be, the more you can sit and help others with their solutions simply by sending them love, the more you receive intuition. Dear ones, intuition is a connection to the field. Intuition is a connection to all that is. It's not what you've been told, just a fleeing thought that happens once in a while that you can't understand, that sometimes is pretty good. What if you could plan on intuition? What if you could absolutely count on intuition? I've lost something. Intuition will tell you where it is. I don't know what to do next. Intuition will give you an idea. Is it possible that you have something coming up and you're anxious about it? Intuition will be there right before whatever that is you need and give you the answer. It'll help to steer you left and right. These are sacred attributes, dear ones. They don't simply belong to the human brain in a mysterious way. What if you could plan on it? Enhanced intuition is intuition you expect, even though you're told that intuition is not something you can expect. What if it was? And what if these things help to fill up that sacred cup of yours as you start practicing being a light worker? This is really stellar news, and you should hear it again and again and again. Prayer works. But the energies that you develop in order to sit and visualize laughter and compassion for those who you know perhaps are in a war and are in grief and suffering, and you can see them perhaps a little later when they're feeling much better, when they've had solutions even for their country, and they can laugh again. And you concentrate on that because you know it's coming for them. All of that energy will come flying through the veil into your pineal, into your body, and start filling up that sacred cup that you need. That's the reciprocal of the compassion that you send. It's new, dear ones, because that veil of yours is starting to lift. You're receiving more energy of your soul. This is what it is called. This is the start of an ascended consciousness into someday even a super consciousness. That's why we love you the way we do. Why don't you spend some time in prayer, in compassion, for those who need it most on the planet right now? And so it is.